your word for it.
That, my friend, that is the basis of the Indian philosophy. Nothing comes to us unasked. Nothing comes to us for which we have not worked. On this part, nothing. We have to ask, we have to work, and we get. And if we ask incorrectly, if we work incorrectly, it is not anyone else outside of us. It is our own fault. If illumination is outside to another person, if your hands are feeble and another person's hands are strong, it is not a gift to that man. It has been asked for, it has been worked for, and it has been achieved. Please don't make that mistake. Never. Never. Direct my thought. The only difference is how to ask correctly. How to work for it correctly. That is the only difference. Understand me? So, now, today I have just given you a small gist of what the sutras want to tell you. Then, now, I have enough talked about the sutra instead of talking right through the sutra. Now we have to walk through the sutra. And whatever is enumerated will be explained in detail. What is to be done will be explained in detail. And we have to go step by step further. You may have to go into the primary first, or perhaps the Montessori first, then into the primary, then into the middle school, then into the high school, like that. We will go step by step from the Montessori to the high school, to the college, to the postgraduate course. We will go step by step. How many years we spend to get a mere SSC? 11 years, not counting the Montessori years. How many years we give here?
The color of lifetime.
5 minutes of life we don't give here. 5 minutes of our day, of the 24 hours. If I give you a piece of paper and pencil and say, write how you spend your 24 hours, you will find it difficult to fill up those 24 hours. And yet to say, I have no time. Because we have no intention.
It is college where I see a nice qualification and job, so on and so forth. It's a real incentive.
That's
why I work hard.
Don't you see Ramakrishna, is that not an enough incentive to you?
Incentive is true, sir.
Why? If Ramakrishna could be what Ramakrishna, Raman Maharishi could be what Raman Maharishi in our day. Is that not enough that there is a college education awaiting us? I am not talking about Krishna and Ram, I am talking about Raman Maharishi of today, of our 20th century, of Aurobindo. Are they not enough specifications? Are they not what the college will teach us? Did he teach them? Why don't you want to see them? That they have been with us in our time. It's not an ancient idea they are harboring. They have lived with us. Is that not enough incentive for you to be at least what they have been? Let us try to be what they have been.
Why that incentive doesn't act for me? There will be some reason. You
cannot act that way for many reasons.
It's not a tangible incentive. You can describe it as something very great.
Why not tangible?
It is tangible.
It is tangible. You could have touched Raman Maharishi and Aurobindo. They lived with us.
Then why don't I move?
Move!
For very simple things I run about, I'm desperate. But for these wonderful things, how is it that I don't move? There must be some reason.
Your own mental inertia. That is where one of the obstacles is mental inertia. The line of least resistance. Why do you move so easily here? The line of least resistance. Wherever there is resistance, there is mental inertia. And mental inertia means we don't want to go in that direction. Finish.
But that is answering one problem by another. Why I did not have that? Because I don't have this. So,
you are going
in a circle.
You have to. Till you come to proper method, proper asking, there is no way out. We have to be in circles. For millions of years we have gone into circles. For millions of years we will roam in circles. Unless we come directly what we want, how we want, how we work for it, precisely. You may have gone to so many schools, you may have read so many books that have talked about philosophy. They have not talked to you about how to achieve. That is the difference. The practical way of how to achieve. But we like to read philosophy, but we like to hear philosophy. And we are carried away there. When we come home, we have achieved nothing. We have achieved nothing. Because the practical steps have not been enumerated to you. And how you will take these practical steps, nobody has told you, unfortunately. Because nobody has any reason to take interest in your well-being. Understand? If I want to take some interest in your well-being, I have to very crudely talk to you like this. You get my point? It is not to hurt you. Because I care for your well-being. I use these words. You see? Otherwise, I can also philosophize. But where will it lead you? Nowhere. You get my point? The proof of the pudding is in eating it. Eat it and see what taste it has got. I have to tell you how to make the pudding and then how to show you how to eat it. So that you know what a pudding is. You get my point? As practically I want to go here. Will you have any objection to come with me on the path?
No.
Thank you. Any other question? No, I like this interrogating mind. I like this interrogating mind. Because without such interrogating mind, I will not speak what I would otherwise speak. So you should be thankful to these interrogating minds who ask this question. See? Most of you also want to ask this question, but you feel backward. These people ask questions. I am happy that such interrogating minds are there. We want more of them. You see? But if I am not polite in my answer, please do not feel that I want to hurt you. I care for you. I care for your well-being. I want you to come along with me. That's all I want. I want all of you to come along with me. I am not a teacher. I am not a guru. I have been to an area that is wonderful. And I want to tell you, come with me. You will find that area very wonderful. It is up to you to come with me. You get my point? I am inviting all of you to come with me. I am neither a teacher nor a guru. But I will tell you what I have seen, what I have experienced, how happy I was, why. I will tell you all that. Come along with me. But to come along with me, you will have to walk with my walking speed. If you don't, if you are careless, if your mental inertia lets you down, then I will keep walking and you will fall back. I will then also try many times to come back to you and say, come on, let's go. I will do that even. But ultimately, you all will have to walk with me. Is that clear? That much you will do, no? Will you not walk with me? That's all I want. Because
you must now and then get some strength for us, sir. You must know that we are very
weak people. I know that. Not only that.
I
understand your heart. I understand your heart. You see, this is where, time and again, sometimes I have been harsh with these people. You are not here. Sometimes I have been very harsh with them. You see, when they don't walk with me. But time and again I come back, I again want to pull around, you see, and say, let's go together. You see? But if I am harsh, don't feel wrong. I only care for you and I want you to walk with me. Remember this much always. And trust me for some time. Till you experience, you have to trust me. Isn't it? Till you experience it, well, if he is saying, let us say that he is right. For some time you have to trust me and walk with me. After doing something which I have told you and you don't experience, then say, no, I refuse to walk further. I have done this why can I not experience it? Tell me. That, like that you have to tell me. You get my point? And then I will bear with you and wait and tell you again. But till I am satisfied that you have actually walked with me, I will not accept. And whether you are sincerely walking with me, I will know each day what you are doing and I will be able to tell you what you have been doing. That you have not done this, you have not done this, or you have done this wrong. I will be able to tell you on that. But your promise must be to walk with me. And till you walk in the early stages, trust me. Does not a child trust the finger it's holding when it is small and learning to walk? Like that, you trust my finger, hold my finger and walk for some time. That much you will do. Correct? That much you will do. But you will have to walk with the small feet. But you must walk. You cannot refuse to walk. Then everything comes to a sense. Two things you have to do. To walk with me and to trust me up to a time. These two things you have to do. Once you start experiencing little things, then you'll trust me wholeheartedly. You see? But till then, you trust me, walk with me. And sincerely walk with me. All I can expect from you is only this much. Walk with me. I am not asking more.
Quite seriously,
I am not asking anything more. Walk with me means do the things I am telling you sincerely at home. It may take a few minutes. Spare those few minutes somehow and do it. Don't give me any reason why you are not able to do today or yesterday. That must take care. Find time to do the things I have told you to do. Do that. Understand? And then we'll see how wonderful will be the experience one day. But before the sun rises, you definitely say, oh, the sun will rise now. Because darkness is slowly fading away and little light is coming out. You get me? So till you reach that stage, you have to trust me. So, if possible, spend some time and in today's mood, make out the new factors that I have mentioned, all that, and see how many things we have to know and experience one day. You make out a list, you see, and then as we go through the sutras, let us see whether we have omitted any of these. Try. Just as you are in school, take your studies seriously, go home and do your homework. I expect you to go home and do your homework. But I am really unhappy when young people inquire what is the date of the next meeting. They don't even care when the next meeting is. I am just telling you, this is the interest that some people show me. When is the meeting? They ring me up and ask me, when is the meeting? You see, the interest shown is superfluous. It's not deep down there. You see? Or when I'm talking to you, your minds are going elsewhere, comparing what you have read or heard, and in that you are missing what I am talking to you. When you are here, be here. When you are here, listen to what little things I have to tell you. At that time, let not your mind roam to what you have heard or what you have read elsewhere. You may have read wonderful things, you may have heard wonderful things, but those are fairy tales if you have not been shown how to achieve.
What is the homework
you are talking about? Take this, no, home, and dissect it, x-ray it, bring out your 1,000 questions, what it has to say, And then, if there is anything not clear, ask. But I can tell you with confidence, this note will not be read twice by 99.99% of the people present here. Not twice even. 40% may read once. 99.9% will not read twice. And unless you read thrice, it won't be understandable. It is that simple, I am telling you. And then, at the end of my talk, Ram Marat 30 hours. That is all I will get as your question. And then he will point the finger at me, that if they have not learned, they have not taught. Now, where then I don't know.
Can you put some light on those 21 eternities? What they were talking about in the last?
Yeah, you are asking a question of the high school and the primary school.
That is what we covered last time.
Any question I will not bypass. So I will answer. There are two different sets of philosophies. The Western philosophy and the Eastern. Pardon? The question is, what are the 21 eternities I was talking in the last meeting? The whole thing can be answered by first understanding the approach of philosophy, the Western approach and the Eastern approach. The scientific approach is the Western approach. It says that with a big bang, the universe appears. And there is chaos and slowly the order takes place. That is the approach of the Western philosophy. The Indian philosophy says there is always order, there will always be order, and there is today also total order. That is the approach of the Eastern philosophy, especially the Indian philosophy. That there never was chaos, there will never be chaos, that there is always order, there always was, there always will be. And it even goes further to say that no order can come out of chaos. Sometimes order falls into chaos, but from chaos order does not come out. That is what the Indian philosophy says, you see. These are the two approaches. According to the Indian approach, there are three universes, the cellular, that is physical, the molecular, that is astral, and the atomic, or the mental universe. The creation began with the mental universe, and slowly the subtle beings became more and more physical, as it came down to the cellular universe. Now each universe, Svaha, has seven sub-stages, Bhuva has seven sub-stages, Bhu has seven sub-stages. So we come down from Svaha to Bhuva to Bhu. 7 plus 7 plus 7, 21 sub-stages, each sub-stage an eternity. So in 21 eternities we come from the most subtle body and buddhi to subtle body, less subtle body and manas, to less, to gross body and brain. And then on the upward arc, again the 21 eternities. The seven sub-stages of Bhu, the seven sub-stages of Svaha, Abhuva, and the seven sub-stages of Svaha. And slowly the gross physical body becomes little subtle, more subtle, more subtle, more subtle, till all the bodies are not required. The bodies and mind, the system, body-brain system, is called Nirmanakaya in physical, Sambhogakaya in astral, and Dharmakaya in Svaha. You get me? Each sub-stage is an eternity of time, of timelessness. So we take 21 eternities to come down, and in normal evolution we will take 21 eternities to go back. You see? The whole journey will end then. Those who want to finish this remaining eternities quicker, they take the path. If you don't take the path, one day you will still reach the absolute top.
in 21 eternities. Yes, you can do in 2-3 lifetimes. You can cover the same journey in 2-3 lifetimes. Or you can be 21 eternities. This is the philosophy of India. You see?
Why have we come to that stage of knowledge? Why was the evolution ended there itself? Why did we have to come to this way? Why is that proper to this?
What does Patanjali say?
I don't know.
Wrong questioning. What does Patanjali say? Wrong question. Why did God do this? Let God answer that. I have my answer why God did that. I will be presuming to know more than God then. That in his foolishness he did something and I am correcting it. No. Let God answer it. I will not answer why God did this. That is why Patanjali says, wrong question. Why? As you sufficiently go forward, as you sufficiently put up the communications with your inner man and with your spiritual man, and then unfold yourself, all these questions will be answered.
That means, this coming down to this way is individually attributed to, not as a race. Not as a whole, as a
no, individually.
It is individual.
Individual.
So some individuals may already be on the
path. Yes, 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 they are. And all this is philosophy till it is experienced. The difference between yoga and philosophy is, in philosophy we talk, in yoga we try to understand. That is the difference. And by doing certain things, by taking certain steps, all these why we will learn someday. As I said, the child asks 1001 questions. One day he has or she has very few questions. And one day even experience will give answers to all those questions. But why God did that? Let God answer. I will not take the responsibility of answering why. But in the pastors, this is laid down. This is the basis of our Indian philosophy. And in Indian philosophy, we bring in the substance, infinite mind, chitti. Without this infinite substance, out of which everything is created, science, Western mind, they come to energy matter. You get that point. But energy matter from Western point of view is inert also. You see? Can be with life and awareness, but can be without life and awareness. Whereas the Indian philosophy says everything has emerged from chitti. Chitti itself is pure life and awareness. Therefore, whatever that has come out of chitti must have to some extent life and awareness. There can be nothing less inert, lifeless, or without awareness substance. If we cannot gauge what that substance is, we cannot say that substance has no life and awareness. Somebody will ask me and say, well, does a stone know what life and awareness is? I will say that a stone should know that its life and purpose is to one day become soil, very useful soil. But just as you and me, we are self-evolving, self-aware creatures, yet we do not know what our aim and purpose is. The stone boulder may not know the aim and purpose, but it has the aim and purpose, and to which among eternities one day it will become soil, most useful soil. So everything has an aim and a purpose. You and I have an aim and purpose. If we do not know it, it doesn't mean there is no aim and purpose. You get my point? This tells us to know our aim and purpose. The aim and purpose of life and death. Why? Why should we be born and why should we die? That eternal question has to be answered by each one for himself or for herself. Get me? If I just tell you, it is philosophy. If you realize it, it is yoga. Any one question from the 21st eternity?
evolution has not stopped till we have reached another, or can the process of evolution start at any time before we have reached another?
See, again, we are asking in the primary school, a college, a question of the college or high school. Not my duty is to answer you. The question, when does evolution start? When does evolution? If we are coming down, our shastras say it is involution.
They were asking the question, he is in some high school or something.
I don't know. He may have read some man asked me.
Wait, sir. You said that he is asking
a question.
High school version primary school.
Yes, he may have read some other question.
Which is the primary school? We are in the primary school.
I don't know. That is we are in Montessori. We may be in Montessori for all they know, you see. But sometimes, if I tell my child, look, there are those 21 eternities, he may ask you tomorrow, do you know what those 21 eternities are? And you say, oh my God, this child knows so much. No, it has heard somewhere vaguely. So he may have heard that the man is asking me, not because he is in a high school, or we are in high school.
Or we are in primary school.
Or we are in Montessori. That is no question. But he is asking me the question that when does evolution begin? When do I care for my well-being on the spiritual path? When I realize that I am in confusion, in darkness. If I know that I am illuminated, where is the question? But if I feel that I am confused, I am in dark, that is the time I search for somebody whom might guide, isn't it? Like the same thing, unless by involution we come into total darkness and confusion, we will not, this is too much, I can't bear this, there is no way out. That is how we shout. And slowly God in His mercy will send us some message or send us some person. Like that, humanity's involution brought about darkness and confusion, and humanity cried out for light and understanding. And each individual cries for light and understanding. And true evolution starts when each individual cries for light and understanding. You are going into the airship, you are going into space, you are walking on the moon, has no relevance to your evolution inside you, your inner evolution. Civilization is not evolution. Civilization is cumulative knowledge. My knowledge added to with my son's knowledge, with his son's knowledge, with his son's knowledge is civilization. But evolution, my inner evolution is mine. Your inner evolution is yours. It's not a common civilization. It's not a common evolution. What evolution you are talking about is the outer evolution. That one day I was walking like this, today I am walking straight, my thumb was here, it has come here. All this is outer evolution. In the last 4 million years, we have a few figures of different type of humanity. Today we are this type of humanity. That is outer evolution, for which we have nothing to do. The day starts with our inner evolution, which our search and cry for our inner evolution. Oh God, let there be light. When we individually cry out for light, when we individually cry out for guidance, that is the day when our inner evolution starts. So no evolution can begin, whether outer or inner, unless there is total confusion, unless there is total darkness. And because if the sun is bright, it does not remove this much of our inner darkness. No sun can remove the outside sun, this much of our inner darkness. This inner darkness, this inner confusion has to be removed by a cry coming out. when the cry comes out, understand? Then the evolution begins, not till. And each one's evolution begins with the first cry. We are born with the first cry, physically. We are born spiritually with the first cry. You understand me? If the infant does not cry, the doctor thinks it's dead. Till you cry, you are spiritually dead. I don't mean you, I mean any one of us. You see? So, our real evolution, inner evolution, must begin with the first cry. It must be a very sincere cry. The man who cannot cry for God cannot have humanism. It is not simple to walk on this path. It's not simple. Unless with all your heart you cry, with all your heart you want your beloved, this beloved you will not meet. It is a very private love affair between you and your God, where people like me have no place to interfere. But the cry must come from you. It is God's way to guide you then. Whether a fool like me will tell you something or whether you read somewhere, it is God's way of teaching you. But the cry must come out from your heart, deeply. I want to be shown the way. I can't bear this darkness. Unless that comes up. You have a question? Hello. And the girl? No, it is very true, friends. It is a cry, a deep cry, a very sincere cry. And till you cannot cry for your own God, there is nothing you can get. College and school education you can get easily. That has been standardized. But individual evolution must come with inner crying, inner wanting, sincerely wanting. If any one of you have been in real love with somebody, and if you are missing your love, that feeling you must have it between you and your own God, Radhe Krishna. Unless that relation comes up, nothing matters, nothing. Unless Radhe cries each day for Krishna, and each day Krishna plays his flute, there is no life, there is no life. Mere doing all this is meaningless. First the cry must come. And your cry will be heard and you will be guided. But if you come here merely to add to your knowledge, it is waste. Total waste. Agree with me? This is the whole thing. We all want to go on the path, we all want to know all things, but let it not be a social gathering, let it not be a fashion parade. You must come with all the zeal, see, of meeting something, of knowing something, of wanting something, unless it has become an obsession. God must become an obsession with you. We must say that if the pastors say God is inside, I want to see that God and meet that God. You must be mad about this. And if you are really mad about this, you will meet. No question, you will meet and understand. Without doing all this. This will help you to do it quicker, that's all. But without that original cry from your heart, nothing will happen. That is most important, most needed. Going to a temple, offering flowers, all meaningless. We are fooling ourselves. and there's such a beautiful God within. Find Him, embrace Him, love Him. You must go wholeheartedly for that. Without that, nothing will happen. Nothing. Agree? Thank you. Well, any questions? Can we meet then?
Yes.
20th. And 30th will be the exercises? And this is the last Saturday, day after tomorrow, when the third phase will be done. I would like to go to the fourth phase. Those who are doing the fourth phase, please work up properly, bring the rhythm of the movement, so that next month we go to the fourth phase. Please.
We meet at 4 o'clock.
What happened?
Saturday and Saturday.
Saturday and 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock? I thought it was 3:30.
No,
3:30.
One.
4 to 6.
4 to 6.
How many of us will come here?
We are not happy.